Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
As I'm watching the Giant game last night, as we are watching the debacle that was, all of a sudden, a little news. I believe Jeff Passan is the first one to break the story. Will Salmon, that's 100% correct. I apologize. Will Salmon of The Athletic was the first one to break the story. He announced that the New York Mets are signing Devin Williams to a three-year contract. The money's kind of come out. It's about, it's a little more than $50 million guaranteed. That's how Jeff Passan put it. John Heyman talked about it's 45. It's 45 with $5 million a year deferred or something. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, Devin Williams will be a New York Met for the next 3 years. And to me, this is one that's fun. This is just a nice, easy, laid-back take. I don't have to work too hard. I don't have to come up with anything. This is nice and easy. I don't care how much money, because we'll see how it impacts the offseason. As again, only the Mets. The Mets have now made two impact moves. They have traded away Brandon Nimmo, and they have brought in Marcus Semien, and now they have signed Devin Williams. Both of them, you have to reserve judgment before you can make a comment on. Because here's the fact of the matter. We'll see what happens next. Because if Devin Williams is the closer for the New York Mets, I hate it. If Devin Williams is now the closer and Diaz goes somewhere else, and the Mets don't bring him in, and this is the replacement for Devin Williams because they don't like where the contract negotiations have gone with Diaz. They think the market is probably going to be robust for him. And this is they went out immediately and made sure they got a top reliever on the market. Now, we can argue whether that he is that or not. His ERA wasn't very good. But if you look at it, and I was reading this as well, the underlying numbers are still very good. Right? His changeup was still one of the better, if not the best pitch in baseball. It had the most movement. It had swing and miss. It had everything you're looking for. He is still widely considered, despite having a subpar year for the New York Yankees, despite being a disaster at closer, losing that job. Down the stretch, it was pretty much him and the closer were the only two pitchers that the Yankees trusted. That's it. He was one of their two relievers that they felt comfortable going to late in the game. That's it. So if he is the setup man to Diaz, then I really don't care about the money. Steve Cohen makes a lot of it. Or has a lot of it, should I say. He just got approved for a gambling license and is going to open up a casino and whatever else around Citi Field with the expectation of an opening up in 2030. So I don't care about the money. We all know he's the richest owner in sports, or at least in baseball. And we'll see what they want to see what he wants to do. But here's the easy take. Devin Williams as the closer, not good enough. Devin Williams as a setup man to Edwin Diaz, you're talking about a very good back end of the bullpen. I think Devin Williams will produce. I think he's gotten over any sort of New York issue that he might have had at the beginning of the year. I expect him to be good. I think he's better suited for a setup role than a closer role. I would feel more comfortable with that. But it's not even necessarily about the idea he can't close. It's the idea that he's not Edwin Diaz. I think that's fair. I think Diaz has proven that he is, right now, over the last handful of years, the best closer in baseball. And I don't think, with the state of the bullpen that the Mets have, a swap at the closer position, Devin Williams for Edwin Diaz, helps you. In fact, I think it makes you worse. So it's wait and see. Do you like the Brendan Nimmo trade? I don't know. I'll tell you at spring training. Do you like the Devin Williams signing? I don't know. I'll tell you when we find out where Diaz is going. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. I expect him to produce. I expect him to be a good setup man. And even as a closer, I don't think he'll be a disaster. I don't think this is about, well, he can't close. This is bull crap. He's going to be a terrible closer. He still might be one of the better closers in baseball. He might be still, you know, a decent closer or even a better than decent. But he won't be Diaz. And the Mets have too many holes in their bullpen to just bring in Devin Williams and swap him out with Edwin Diaz. Not good enough. So I find it interesting that that's the case with the New York Mets. It's also interesting that they keep signing former Yankees. And I'm not trying to be the Yankee like guy, the butthurt Yankee. Like, you could think that. I really don't care. But it is kind of weird. There's a lot of them now. Back-to-back off-seasons. Back-to-back off-seasons now. The Yankees' big-time trade acquisition. They traded for Juan Soto the next year. Signs with the Mets. Traded for Devin Williams, although they were probably less interested in giving Devin Williams a contract extension right then and there than as they were with, as least they would have been open to with Juan Soto, although he had no interest in it. They go out and trade for Devin Williams. They give up a pretty good prospect who played third base for the best team in the National League, or at least the best record in the National League during the regular season. And immediately, he signs with the New York Mets. But I can tell you, as a Yankee fan, I don't think anyone's losing sleep over this. It just wasn't a fit. I think he would, if he would have come back, he would have been fine. I don't think I would have worried about him in the bullpen for the New York Yankees. I expected him, again, I wouldn't have made him closer again. I still would have stuck with Bednar as the closer of this team without question, unless things changed, but if the Yankees would have signed him, I expected a good reliever. I think you probably would have got more of the pitch you got in the second half than the first half. But for $50 million, you know, for $15 million a year, you know, I guess right now, and $5 million a year or whatever, to a million a year or $1.5 million a year deferred over the 5-year, over the 3-year contract, whatever it would be. Or, you know, I don't think the Yankees are missing out here. I don't think this is something that is, this isn't like Bellinger. If you allow them to go get Bellinger, same thing, they traded for Bellinger too. Obviously the Yankees. You can't let that happen again. I told you, you can't let it out. Now you've added another name. I said you can't have back-to-back off seasons where the prime acquisition is stolen by the Mets. Now you can't have 3 back-to-back-to-back trade acquisitions that get taken away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys that you gave up equity for, you gave up Cody Petit for Bellinger. You gave up assets to acquire these players, and then you lose them immediately to the New York Mets. Can't happen again. But look, this is an easy one. Again, it's an easy one. I think Devin Williams and Diaz is a very good back end of the bullpen. That is an excellent, excellent start to really rounding out this bullpen. I still think they need more arms, but not arms at the top level of those two. That is a good eighth and ninth. Now, if you remember, Devin Williams does not do more than one. You know, he doesn't do more than one inning. He doesn't do windows. That's it. So you're not going to have that 7, 8, 9. That's more of a Diaz thing. Diaz is capable of going multiple innings. Devin Williams will not. He did it in the postseason. So, I mean, listen, if your life's on the line postseason or, you know, playing against the Marlins to try and beat out the Cincinnati Reds, maybe you can get him to pitch a little bit more than one. But typically, he's a one-inning reliever. But that is a good 8-9. There is no doubt about it. You've got Raleigh. You've got Minter coming back from injury. That is a decent back end of the bullpen. That is a solid, very good even. That's a very good, those two lefties, those two righties, that is a good back end of the bullpen. You probably still need a couple of arms to round out the bullpen, but you know, you could find them a bunch of different ways, and they don't have to be this top level arms. Like, you've got your top four guys, two lefties, two righties. That's the Met bullpen. If you bring back Diaz. If you don't, and now Williams is your closer, now you have to go out and find another back end of the bullpen arm, and you have just hurt yourself at the closer position. So we wait and see. The reports are this has not taken them out of the Diaz market. Everyone's reported that. John Heyman's reported that. Andy Martino's reported that. Jeff Passan's reported that. Like, the Mets are still talking as if Diaz is on the table, but I do think there is a line. I think this is a little bit, I mean, I still think they're in on Diaz. Do not get me wrong. I'm not trying to say they're not. But it makes it easier to have a line in the sand with Diaz if you already have a Devin Williams in place. It is a little bit of a, hey, Edwin, we want you back. Here's a number we deem extremely fair. If you want to go beyond this number, hey, I brought in Devin Williams. We'll live. That could be part of this and really test to see how much Edwin Diaz has an appetite to leave or an appetite to go above and beyond and try and get every last penny if the Mets don't deem it worthy, I suppose. But again, this is a move that is now contingent on whether or not you bring back Diaz. If you do, fantastic. If you don't, the Mets are worse off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.